What's up, everybody? Just wanted to reach out, you know, straight shoot in the house, Stephen A. Smith coming at you. We all know a lot about what happened this weekend and, you know, some other innocuous, frivolous stuff on my YouTube channel I'll be addressing a little bit later on in the show. But for the purposes of what transpired this weekend, I felt the need to address it because I was there. I was in the room. And it was a crazy, crazy experience to say the least. First of all, we all know by now that a shooter penetrated the perimeter at the Washington Hilton Hotel, the site and the location of the White House Correspondents' Dinner that took place this past Saturday night. I, as an employee of Disney, who works for ESPN, ABC is also owned by Disney, and the honchos for ABC invited me as their personal guest. And it was wild, to say the least. Essentially, somebody had rushed through the perimeter. We now learned it was a second grade school teacher, and he was trying to do some harm. Just to give y'all just a quick account of it, walking into the place, you had to walk a couple of blocks just to get to the hotel because obviously some of the stuff was shielded off. So you've got a lot of conspiracy theorists out there proclaiming that this was all rigged, it was planned, it was coordinated or whatever. Me personally, people can have their opinions, their conjecture or whatever, but it would be irresponsible for me or any journalist to jump to that conclusion. We're not going to do that. And being in the room and seeing what we saw, I can tell you that it didn't feel that way. I can let you know that. I was sitting at a table approximately 10 to 15 feet to the right of the President of the United States. The Vice President was sitting a few seats down to the President's left, for a bit further away. They were on opposite ends of the podium, or the table, rather. Nevertheless, what happened was is that I heard a pop, pop. I heard two shots. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. And then the next thing you know, you just heard commotion and you saw Secret Service running in there and running in there and running up to the Vice President and then to the President to shield them and to get them the hell up out of there. Meanwhile, they were screaming at all of us to get down, get down. And what I saw was, whether it was Secret Service or law enforcement, with an AR rifle, looked like, it was an AK-47 AR rifle. I don't know what the hell it was. Aiming it into the crowd. And that's where the panic sort of kicked in. Because in the moment that it was transpiring, we weren't sure if the shooter was in the actual room with the journalist. Now, just a minute or so ago, I brought up the fact that as we were walking in, there were protesters. Protesters were screaming about the Epstein files. They were screaming about the war in Iran. They were screaming about the United States working in concert with Israel to engage in genocide and stuff like these are the kind of things that they were saying outside the Washington Hilton Hotel as they were protesting. And while they were saying these things, they were aiming their ire at the media. They weren't even talking about the president or the vice president or anything. They were talking about the media because they feel that the media has not done its job and has engaged in a dereliction of duty by not pointing out some of the transgressions that they perceive this administration to be committing. So that's what was going on before the incident happened. And then when you heard the pop, pop, that's the sound that I heard. And you saw Secret Service running towards the stage while screaming at all the media members to get down, get down, get down. We're looking around, and what scared the living hell out of everybody was that you thought, at least for a few seconds, that the room had been penetrated, that the shooter was in the room, and that could be aiming for any of us. So all of us had to get down. We ducked under the tables, ducked under the chairs, and all of that other stuff. And that's essentially what happened. In the immediate aftermath of that, reportedly the president wanted the event to continue. Folks came out and said the event would continue. before law enforcement said, oh, no, the hell it will not. And the president is going back to the White House. It will not continue. But we were stuck in there for about an hour or so because we weren't allowed to leave until they got the president and the vice president out of there. And it took a while before folks were able to depart. Me personally, the reporters that were in the room, obviously for ABC, certainly for CBS, NBC, and other networks, it was a lot to be proud of from the standpoint that you saw everybody working together to try to find out. Everybody was working with their respective colleagues from their respective networks, working together to find out what the truth was. Because for some time, we thought there was more than one shooter. We thought that a shooter, we had heard that there was a shooter upstairs, not just one downstairs. We didn't know what the hell was going on. And so we weren't able to leave. And we were stuck in there, and we weren't sure if anybody had gotten caught. Ultimately, we learned that a Secret Service agent had been shot, but he was okay because he had on a bulletproof vest, and that they had apprehended the assailant, who ended up being a school teacher from California, a second grade school teacher, and we didn't know anything else beyond that point. That's the story. That's really all I can tell you from an eyewitness account. It was scary as hell for a few seconds there because you didn't know if the shooter was in the room. And you saw them going to protect the vice president and the president, even more so than their wives, obviously. And so if the wives were vulnerable, if other cabinet members were vulnerable, imagine the media members that were there. We were left to, you know, basically get the hell under the table and hope that law enforcement was going to apprehend this dude, which turned out was exactly what happened. They apprehended him inside of 10 seconds. They shut it down. But nevertheless, that was what happened, and we were in the room, and we didn't know whether or not he was in the room with us. And that's why you saw everybody ducking for cover, because Secret Service and law enforcement were screaming at us to get down, get down, get down, and stay down. They didn't want us lifting our heads up or anything like that. In the end, what it comes down to is this. We're living in some very, very troubling times. And this is not a time to point fingers and blame anybody. You know, I can sit up there and point to the fact that we have a president that polarizes more than galvanizes. I can point to the juvenile rhetoric from time to time that comes out of his mouth and stuff like that. I can point to cabinet members, whether it's FBI Director Cash Patel screaming at politicians on Capitol Hill or former DOJ boss Pam Bondi going off. All of that is, to me, at this particular moment in time, irrelevant. Because I'm not going to sit up there and blame them for the actions of some really sick individuals that's willing to do harm and, dare I say, attempt to kill people because they don't like the state of our politics or anything like that. Can it be better? You're damn right. Does it need to get better? You're damn right. But in the same breath, you understand, you're an adult. You're responsible for your own actions. There's a lot that we don't like that's going on in our country. That doesn't mean we're going out trying to kill people. Okay, so I'm not going to sit up there and use this as an opportunity to point a negative finger towards politicians or media members or anything like that. But what I will say is this. I'm sick and tired of us giving lip service to the narrative of dialing down the rhetoric. We need enough of that. Stop talking about it and do it. Stop talking about it and do it. You know, let's debate policy. Let's talk about what's actually happening in our country from a policy perspective, whether we agree or disagree and why, as opposed to engaging in name calling, speaking about people in incendiary and derogatory fashion, and fomenting and feeding into the hostility and the ire that some sick individuals out there want to exercise and engage in. Let's stop talking about it and start doing it. Because I got news for you. It's important that we do that. We live in the United States of America. Some people would say this is the greatest country in the world. People come from all over the world trying to get to the United States of America because regardless of all of our problems, it's the land of opportunity. And why is it the land of opportunity? Ladies and gentlemen, because we may be a democracy, but we're not married to one form of government. When we don't like it, we can change it every 2 years congressionally. We can change it every 6 years from a Senate perspective. We can change it every 4 years when it comes to the White House. We ain't married to it. Life is cyclical. No matter what problems exist, we always have the potential in the democracy that is such as we have to correct the error of our ways. And so for me, I think it's important that somebody, whether it's in my position or numerous people in the news business, make sure that if we want to sit up there and dictate a narrative for others to emulate and follow, that's the first thing that we say. No matter how hard times are, no matter how bad they may seem, there's always the ability to course correct in a democracy. We're not under a dictatorship. You can sit there and have no king's protest all you want to and point to a president that wants to do X, Y, and Z. But can you get it done without the help of Congress? No. Can you get it done without the help of the Senate? No, you cannot. Congress controls the budget along with various other things. When we look at the Supreme Court and we're lamenting the fact that there's a 6-3 majority, if you're a liberal and you don't like the 6-3 majority of conservatives on the court and stuff like that, well, guess what? Senate confirmation hearings exist for a reason. Cabinet members within the Trump administration or any administration for that matter have to be confirmed. We live in a society right now where we're forgetting that it doesn't matter who the president is, if we have people on Capitol Hill in both houses of Congress, along with officials that work for the administration, under the stewardship of the administration, or are extended beyond that, we have the power to change. We have the power to refute. We have the power to form a level of resistance that makes us say, okay, no matter how bad things seem to be, it can be corrected. It shouldn't escape us. As we sit here in these times and we're worried about everything from narratives and verbiage and all of this other stuff, a shooting nearly took place Saturday night at the same place it took place over 40 years ago when Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States. So guess what? Was it as crazy back then as it is now? Some would say, hell no. But it happened, didn't it? Because we always have folks out here who are a bit loose and a bit dogged and dogmatic in their approach because their way is what they see. And if it doesn't go down like that, the world must be coming to an end. Well, damn it, that ain't most of us. Most of us understand as much as we don't like things, we have the power to provoke and ultimately institute and implement change. And I just think it's important to remember that. In that room, we're surrounded by a whole bunch of people, thousands, members of the media and beyond, lobbyists and administration officials and everybody in between. There was actually decency taking place where people were conducting themselves like adults in the room and understanding that on this particular day, you know something? We're all here together as either American citizens or supporter of the American way of life. Looking forward to having a good evening. And the next thing you know, we were ducking under tables, keeping our head down, praying that a shooter wasn't in the room and that some kind of bullet wouldn't hit one, if not many of us. Because for a few minutes, we didn't know. And we were stuck and we couldn't go anywhere. But somehow, some way, we survived. And it wasn't as bad as it seemed, although it was incredibly unfortunate. Meanwhile, the president spoke in a White House press briefing about 30 to 45 minutes later. And he said something that, whether you like it or not, happens to probably be true. He talked about that White House ballroom that he was trying to build. He talked about how the Washington Hilton wasn't the safest place in the world. You see him up there talking now, and here's what he said. What happened last night is exactly the reason that our great military, Secret Service, law enforcement, and for different reasons, every president for the last 150 years have been demanding that a large, safe, and secure ballroom be built on the grounds of the White House. This event would never have happened with the military top secret ballroom currently under construction at the White House. That was from Donald Trump on his Truth Social post. He continues, "It cannot be built fast enough While beautiful, it has every highest level security feature there is. Plus, there are no rooms sitting on top for unsecured people to pour in, and is inside the gates of the most secure building in the world, the White House. The ridiculous ballroom lawsuit brought by a woman walking her dog who has absolutely no standing to bring such a suit must be dropped immediately. Nothing should be allowed to interfere with its construction, which is on budget and substantially ahead of schedule. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I was getting text messages with people saying this was all rigged. It was a conspiracy. It was planned. And it was probably planned because he wanted the ballroom. I think that's a bit far-fetched. I think that's reaching. I think people, there is truly people who hate Donald Trump so much. If the man had a cure for cancer, they would say, no, we don't want it. I do believe that's the case in some instances. He's far from perfect. I abhor some of the things that he does. And I've said so on many occasions. And we need an adult in the room most of the time. He's not that. Because of what he engages in. All of those things I've said, and I'll say it again. But that doesn't make him wrong with what he just said. If it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner, why the hell is it not at the White House? It's a very simple question, logically. Am I missing something? If it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner, why the hell is it at some hotel that anybody could be in? How did the shooter penetrate the perimeter and get past security? I don't know. You saw the footage. But my response to be could be is this. It was advertised for weeks that the Washington White House Correspondents' Dinner was going to be at that particular hotel at that particular date and time. Who's to say the man didn't get a room in a hotel a week earlier and lied and wait? I remember watching that movie with Clint Eastwood in The Line of Fire with him and John Malkovich and how he was determined to kill the president and stuff like that and how he was able to pinch. I mean, they do this stuff in movies for crying out loud. Talks about how shrewd the devil is. He'll show you stuff that in movies and beyond that could actually be done. I'm not going that route. I'm simply saying, who the hell knows? But I don't think it's beyond the pale for the president of the United States to point out that the White House Correspondents' Dinner should be at the White House, because that is clearly a more secure location than the Washington Hilton Hotel. It's just a fact. So let's just keep it a buck, be real about it, and understand that even when you disagree with a lot of what somebody does in this administration, it doesn't make every syllable coming out of their mouth wrong. Let's be honest about that and understand he kind of has a point. Because I got news for you. Being one of those individuals there, you understand, who grew up in the streets of New York City, that is not foreign to gunfire and violence, because I've seen it in my lifetime. I didn't like being a grown-ass adult at a White House Correspondents' Dinner with the presidents of networks and beyond, all in the same room and watching thousands of people literally forced to duck for cover under tables and chairs, praying that a shooter wasn't in the room just looking to spray gunfire in our direction. That was not a good feeling. That was not a good feeling. Let's just be honest about it and understand that at times, even from people we dislike or we don't approve of, particularly when it comes to their verbiage, their antagonistic tendencies, their narcissism, their belligerence, and juvenile tendencies, it doesn't mean that everything they say is wrong. A dead clock is right twice a day. Remember that. And understand that whether we like it or not, whether you want to think it's a conspiracy and it was rigged or not or whatever, the president has a point. Stuff like this should be on the grounds of the White House. It shouldn't be at some damn hotel in D.C. that just anybody could get into. It just shouldn't. That's all I have to say about that. Thank God everybody's okay. Thank God they caught the assailant. Thank God the Secret Service agent that was shot had on a bulletproof vest, and he's fine. And just pray that incidents like this don't happen. But also remember, as bad as things are in a lot of people's eyes in 2026, in the 80s, it happened where the president actually got shot. And it was at the same damn hotel that this just happened. Nearly 40 years, about 40 years later. Let's remember that. Let's remember that. As times change, they kind of don't, if we really think about it. Talk to y'all later. Stephen A. signing off. See you Wednesday night. Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be there. Make sure you are as well.